Transportation planners have narrowed the future of Interstate 81's path through downtown Syracuse to two likely options, rebuild or reroute. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports on a public forum held in Syracuse yesterday.
The mile-and-a-half elevated portion of 81 through the heart of the city is nearing the end of its lifespan. Planners have identified reconstruction or rerouting the highway and building an urban boulevard through downtown as the most feasible options for the highway's second incarnation. Jim DeAugustino of the Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council says neither preferred option would have a major impact on traffic through the city.
For most of the scenarios that you look at, you can make the transportation system work. It's going to require mitigation, but the traffic system actually, the models are showing, work, which is nice to see.
Syracuse resident John Ward says the proposed urban boulevard wouldn't divide the city in the way the current highway does.
I like the bringing of the two sides of the city back together. I think that it would be beneficial to the city, the social life.
But several businesses north of the city told state transportation officials that rerouting the highway would steer customers away from them. The county legislature recently voted in opposition to the urban boulevard scenario and says the function of I-81 should remain the same. The next step will be an environmental review by the Department of Transportation. A decision on I-81's future isn't expected until 2017, when the elevated roadway turns 50 years old. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.